Yeah, you ready?
Oh, Cambridge, I might want to go.
Yeah,
fine. You know, okay, so anyway.
It's reading here, and there, and then it's just each page has a start.
Okay.
All
right, I will call us to order in our canvas and start with, we the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for Story County do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the 2013 Story County School election held on the 10th day of September 2013, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. Am I continuing?
Yep.
Ames Director at Large in Story County, Mike Esposette, received 1,196 votes. Tim Rasmussen received 1,226 votes. Bill Talbot received 1,149 votes. There were a total of 3,571 votes, with a scattering of 100 votes, bringing the grand total to 3,671 votes. We therefore declare Mike Esposette duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Tim Rasmussen, duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Bill Talbot, duly elected for the office of Ames Director at Large for the term of 4 years. For Ballard, Director District Number 1, a 2-year term, Tim Erickson received 151 votes. Candidate total was 151 votes, scattering of 13 votes for a grand total of 164 votes. We therefore declare Tim Erickson duly elected for the office of Ballard Director District Number 1, 2-year term, for the term of 2 years. Ballard District Number 2, a 2-year term, Sarah Hillebrand received 154 votes. Candidate total was 151 votes. There was a scattering of 4 votes for a grand total of 158 votes.
I think you said 151. It should be 154.
151 votes for Sarah Hillebrand. Scattering of 4 votes for a grand total of 158 votes. We therefore declare Sarah Hillebrand duly elected for the office of Ballard Director District Number 2 for the term of 2 years. Ballard Director District Number 3, David Jackson, received 132 votes. Write-ins, Shelley Olson received 13 votes. Candidate total, 145 votes with a scattering of 7 votes, for a grand total of 152 votes. We therefore declare David Jackson duly elected for the office of Ballard Director District Number 3 for the term of 4 years. Ballard Director at Large, Jean E. Severade, 143 votes. Candidate total, 143 votes. There was a scattering of 8 votes with a grand total of 151 votes. We therefore declare Jean Savarade duly elected for the office of Ballard Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Ballard Director at Large to fill a vacancy, a 2-year term, Kirk Peterson received 150 votes. Candidate totals, 150 votes. There was a scattering of 10 votes for a grand total of 160 votes. We therefore declare Kirk Peterson duly elected for the office of Ballard Director at Large to fill a vacancy for the term of 2 years. Collins Maxwell, Director, District Number 1, Lal Krause, received 48 votes. Write-in candidates, Jeremy Lucy received 8 votes, Roger Pointer received 4 votes, and Jane Underhill received 7 votes. Candidate totals of 67 votes. There was a scattering of 1 vote for a total of 68 votes. We therefore declare Lowell Krause duly elected for the office of Collins Maxwell Director, District Number 1, for the term of 4 years. Collins Maxwell Director at Large Justin Bogey. Mm-hmm. Justin Bogey received 52 votes. Write-in Jeff Lindamone received 7 votes. Jeremy Lucy received 5 votes. Candidate totals of 64 votes. There was a scattering of 5 votes for a grand total of 69 votes. We therefore declare Justin Bogey duly elected for the office of Collins Maxwell Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Colonesco Director, District Number 1, Bob Jamison received 111 votes. Tracy Nessa received 228 votes. Candidate totals 339 votes. There was a scattering of 1 vote for a grand total of 340 votes. We therefore declare Tracy Nessa duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director, District 1 for the term of 4 years. Colonesco Director, District Number 2, Kelly A. Hendrick received 157 votes. Write-in Stacy Black received 140 votes. Candidate totals 297 votes. There was a scattering of 13 votes for a grand total of 310 votes. We therefore declare Kelly A. Hendrick duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director, District Number 2, for the term of 4 years. Colonesco Director at Large, John C. Fuller Jr. received 168 votes. Gary M. Hendrick received 164 votes. Candidate totals 332 votes with a scattering of 7 votes for a total of 339 votes. We therefore declare John C. Fuller Jr. duly elected for the office of Colonesco Director at Large for the term of 4 years.
If I could interrupt for a moment, I have a possible recount request for this race. That would have to be filed by no later than 5 p.m. on Monday in my office. I have set a time on the agenda on Tuesday because you have to direct the recount if I receive a request. So if that comes about, then I will be here at Tuesday to request that. We had no machine errors reported at that precinct, so I did not request an administrative recount. This was a very close race, so.
Okay.
All right, noted. Thank you. Gilbert, Director at Large, Sean Barber received 136 votes. John Nelson received 144 votes. Candidate totals 280 votes. There was a scattering of 6 votes. The grand total is 286 votes. We therefore declare Sean Barber duly elected for the office of Gilbert Director at Large for the term of 4 years, and we therefore declare John Nelson duly elected for the office of Gilbert Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Nevada Director at Large, Tori L. Carlsrude received 121 votes. David Sutherland received 99 votes. Candidate totals of 220 votes with a scattering of 7 votes. Grand total of 227 votes. We therefore declare Tori L. Carlsrude duly elected for the office of Nevada Director at Large for the term of 4 years, and David Sutherland duly elected for the office of Nevada Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Roland Story, Director at Large. Boyd Brody received 100 votes. Michaela Carlson received 94 votes. Candidate total, 194 votes. There was a scattering of 2 votes. Grand total of 196 votes. We therefore declare Boyd Brody duly elected for the office of Roland Story Director at Large for the term of 4 years. Michaela Carlson duly elected for the office of Roland Story Director at Large for the term of 4 years. For the public measure, Public measure letter A, DMAC equipment levy. Do I need to read the whole thing? Yep. Shall the following public measure be adopted? DMAC equipment levy. Shall the Board of Directors of the Des Moines Area Community College, merged Area 11, in the counties of Adair, Audubon, Boone, Carroll, Cass, Clark, Crawford, Dallas, Green, Guthrie, Hamilton, Hardin, Jasper, Lucas, Madison, Mahaska, Marion, Marshall, Polk, Powersheik, Shelby, Story, and Warren, State of Iowa, cause to continue to be levied an additional tax not exceeding 6 cents per $1,000 of assessed value in any 1 year for an additional period of 10 years, beginning with the tax levy to be made for collection in the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2015, for the purposes of program sharing between community colleges or for the purchase of instructional equipment of the Des Moines Area Community College. For the question, there were 1,965 votes. Against the question, there were 397 votes, for a total of 2,362 votes. Grand total, 2,362 votes. Public measure. Letter B, DMAC facilities levy. Shall the following public measure be adopted? DMAC facilities levy. Shall the Board of Directors of the Des Moines Area Community College, merged Area 11 in the counties of Adair, Audubon, Boone, Carroll, Cass, Clark, Crawford, Dallas, Green, Guthrie, Hamilton, Hardin, Jasper, Lucas, Madison, Mahaska, Marion, Marshall, Polk, Powersheik, Shelby, Story, and Warren, State of Iowa, cause to continue to be levied a tax not exceeding 20 and 1/4 cents per $1,000 of assessed value in any 1 year for an additional period of 10 consecutive years, beginning with the tax levy to be made for collection in the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2015, to be used for any one or more of the following purposes: for the purchase of grounds, construction of buildings, payment of debts contracted for the construction of buildings, purchase of buildings and equipment for buildings, and the acquisition of libraries, for the purpose of paying cost of utilities, and for the purpose of maintaining, remodeling, improving, or expanding the Des Moines Area Community College, merged Area 11, or for such other purposes as authorized by law, all as provided in Chapter 260C, Section 22 of the Code of Iowa. For the question, there were 1,921 votes. Against the question, there were 443 votes. Total of 2,364 votes. Grand total, 2,364 votes.
The only thing I have to add is that there were no provisional ballots cast in this election.
So, therefore, Mr. Chair, I would move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the school election.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Election certified. Is there other business for this body?
Got to sign everything.
Hey.
Okay, I move that we adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I got my blue pen.